The San Bernardino Mountains has a real mystery on its hands. The official explanation here is that jet contrails are causing strange lines in the sky and that it's pollen making people sick on the ground. But others are convinced it is something else. And they ask, is the government experimenting with our weather? More now on a Channel 4 News investigation, an exclusive we first told you about a few months ago concerning some strange clouds in the skies over Southern California. Some say they are simply jet contrails, but others claim it's the government creating chemical clouds to combat global warming.
These ideas have been around for a long time, and they range everything from firing artillery shells full of soil into the stratosphere to using synthetic chemicals like aluminum oxide, which if the particles were small enough, they might float around in the atmosphere for a number of years and reflect sunlight. And finally, using gases such as sulfur dioxide. And finally, using gases such as sulfur dioxide, gases such as sulfur dioxide, gases such as sulfur dioxide.
Be able to spray it on the populace. I gotcha. I'll rig some sort of spray device. Remember, I used to be a pretty good crop duster. Now we're getting somewhere. Johnny, you get the lab inventory and we'll get started.
Okay, Reed, be right back.
Is there a doubt in your mind that the gas won't work, Mr. Richards?
Surely, Kurgo, you are aware that no scientific discovery is complete without testing.
Come here. These two serfs will be our test subjects.
I see no danger. Our only concern is the amount of reduction we can achieve. Have them stand by the panel.
Go on. Go stand by the panel.
Okay, ready.
You've gone too far. You've killed them.
Will Thomas, included in section 2 of this presentation, also featured on the Discovery Channel, only on mainstream TV, things weren't quite so bleak. Let's compare the mainstream broadcast with his speech. First, the mainstream.
The problem with chemtrails is that when we attempt to geoengineer and interfere with complex interrelated atmospheric processes, we are in for unintended consequences on a major scale.
Now the speech on alternative media.
And I'm here tonight to suggest very, very strongly that many of the illnesses that afflict us today in ever-growing numbers and severity were hatched in biological warfare laboratories and have now escaped, whether intentionally or accidentally, and are now among us today. As yet, my researchers and I have found absolutely no indication that the pathogens that are turning up in the gel samples, the cobweb material, have anything whatsoever to do with weather or environmental modification. There seems to be a second program at work here. And we have a real problem here, folks. Are those deaths that have been so often linked to this spray intentional? Are they really trying to do us in? Or are they an unfortunate and unintentional byproduct of a program that is seen to have overriding national security implications in terms of global warming? Or are the people behind this program getting two for the price of one? I'll just say this, that when you institute a program of mass spraying across the populations of the United States, Canada, England, Germany, as recently as a week ago, Holland, Italy, Australia, New Zealand, and at the same time you know that people are being hospitalized, according to U.S. news sources, by the tens of millions in the United States, and you know your death rate is up in epidemic proportions for 19 of 20 weeks, and you continue to spray, I call that deliberate. And the one thing the people responsible for this are afraid of the most, and the one thing they cannot counteract with all the weapons and money at their command, is the truth. And the kind of power I'm talking about, which is the real power, will triumph in the end, because evil of this magnitude always, always always fails of its own accord, of its own contradiction, of its very evenness.
Here, the interviewed pharmacist mentions nosebleeds, which rings true, as my family and I have suffered from simultaneous nosebleeds after heavy spraying. However, in these mainstream chemtrail stories, there seems to be an agenda to shift attention away from the health problems, to concentrate on weather modification, that is, to save people's lives, indeed all life on the planet, modification that is not happening now we are assured, but will definitely happen in the future. It could be argued that this technique is a typical example of predictive programming. German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer noted that all truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it is accepted as self-evident. This in itself is a truism, which our controllers know all too well. They therefore ridicule and oppose the truth of chemtrails.
The notion of chemtrails is just ludicrous.
Whilst at the same time introducing incrementally their explanation of weather modification, over time, as a future-based scenario.
He says the DOE doesn't know of any jet spraying chemicals to affect the weather. However, he says, we will probably see it in the near future. But what is unknown today may be actual fact tomorrow.
Doesn't it seem to you that they're going to be doing it in the future for sure?
Yes.
This technique avoids the first two stages in the public's mind, so that they jump straight to the third stage of acceptance, foregoing the resistance of ridicule and opposition you would otherwise expect. This is predictive programming, whereby an idea is introduced, primarily through entertainment, when your guard is down, and you're open to suggestion, so that when the idea turns up in reality you are already familiar with it, and it seems like a natural step.
The increase in jet contrails can easily be attributed to one thing, increase in air travel, and that there is some concern about the effect that may have on the climate, but not because of some kind of a conspiracy involving government agencies operating in secret to do some nefarious things.
This article, written by public affairs editor Anthony Barnett, appeared in The Guardian on the 21st of April 2002, entitled, Millions Were in Germ War Tests, Much of Britain Was Exposed to Bacteria Sprayed in Secret Trials. The Ministry of Defense turned large parts of the country into a giant laboratory to conduct a series of secret germ warfare tests on the public. A government report just released provides for the first time a comprehensive official history of Britain's biological weapons trials between 1940 and 1979. In the 1940s too. That means when the men were away fighting in the Second World War, their families were being attacked at home by their own government. Who's the enemy again? Many of these tests involved releasing potentially dangerous chemicals and microorganisms over vast swaths of the population without the public being told. While details of some secret trials have emerged in recent years, the 60-page report reveals new information about more than 100 covert experiments. The report reveals that military personnel were briefed to tell any inquisitive inquirer, here we go, the trials were part of research projects into weather and air pollution.
It's the government creating chemical clouds to combat global warming.
One chapter of the report, the fluorescent particle trials, reveals how between 1955 and 1963 planes flew from northeast England to the tip of Cornwall along the south and west coasts, dropping huge amounts of zinc cadmium sulfide on the population. The chemical drifted miles inland, its fluorescence allowing the spread to be monitored. In another trial using zinc cadmium sulfide, a generator was towed along a road near Frome in Somerset where it spewed the chemical for an hour. While the government has insisted the chemical is safe, cadmium is recognized as a cause of lung cancer, and during the Second World War was considered by the Allies as a chemical weapon. That's because that's exactly what it is. The report also reveals details of the DICE trials in South Dorset between 1971 and 1975. I love the names they give these things. DICE trials. So they're really taking a gamble on us here. I guess one of these DICE trials would be called a die trial, then.